New Bridge will open to traffic at 6 a.m. on March 1st. The four-year project was completed on time but is already over budget with months of work still remaining.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Jeff Henderson, Dan Raphael, Galen Sanford, Jimmy Tardy, and Jenka Soderberg. The producer is Robin Ryan. Our engineer is Galen Sanford and Jimmy Tardy. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock is Democracy Now! With hosts Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Joanne Hardesty hosts Voices from the Edge. She'll talk about the Portland City Council vote to move Right to Dream 2 homeless camp to Southeast Portland. She'll also discuss the city launch of the Homeless Toolkit. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, we speak with Diane Lebec about her new novel, Breaking Wild. The story features two strong women characters, one lost in the woods of Colorado, the other obsessed with finding her. And at 11:30, the film show welcomes Ethiopian director Yara Zalik, whose film Lamb is featured at the Cascade Festival of African Films. Festival coordinator Rana Neuschwander provides a preview of the event, and filmmakers Laura Gallagher and Don Jones Redstone preview this year's POW Fest, where their films American Gladiators and Sista in the Brotherhood will be featured. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not currently a member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. Stay tuned now for a live interview conducted by KBOO reporters.
And now it's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
This is News from the Boo. I am guest hosting. I'm Erin Yankee. I am KBOO's program director. Tonight, we're talking with Ben Morad and Mo Baustern, who are here to talk to us about the 2016 KBOO long-term strategic planning process. The plan to make a plan.
Thanks, Erin.
Ben, why don't you start and tell us about your role here at KBOO?
It's great to meet with you. So Miriam Barnard and I, she's the other consultant working on this project, we're both KBOO members, and we are consultants that are helping the Strategic Planning Support Work Group, and that's a group of board members, staff, and KBOO members. We're helping that group create a strategic plan to guide KBOO through the next 3 years. Miriam and I were both very excited about this project, and we come to this work with a deep commitment to social justice, free expression, radical inclusion, and community media. And we see our roles working with the Strategic Planning Support Work Group. It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? We see our roles as facilitating the collective wisdom of KBOO while giving a little outside perspective to ultimately help KBOO chart its course for the next 3 years.
And Mo, what's your role at KBOO?
I am the KBOO member part of the Strategic Planning Support Work Group, and I'm probably the only member who doesn't have a deep history with nonprofit organization. So my job seems to be to make jokes. I came up with the group informal name, which is SPSWG, S-P-S-W-G. It just seemed to make sense to me. And also, it's kind of my job to reflect a nonprofit view. So when somebody says something that I don't understand, I humbly raise my hand and go, what are we talking about now? I don't quite understand. And it helps people clarify what's going on. You know, my work history is in the trades and labor and in kind of undersupported arts endeavors. Nobody told me that was my job. It's just become my job.
More of your actual role than
that's,
what?
I guess, my role, The job of SIPSWIG is to help the board and the staff and the volunteers and membership of KBOO create structures for planning.
What is strategic planning? What's the point of strategic planning?
Roughly speaking, strategic planning is a process of discernment and decision that involves the stakeholders of an organization, in this case, board, staff, and membership of KBOO, involves them in creating a shared vision and plan for what the organization will focus on over the next few years. So a good strategic plan gives an organization clear direction and helps everyone involved in that organization know its approach and priorities over the next few years. What is KBOO going to be doing and focusing on for the next 3 years? How is it going to get to where it wants to be 3 years from now? It also sort of clarifies what KBOO is going to be doing to better achieve its mission. You have a wonderful new mission statement from the work you did last year, as well as giving everyone involved clear boundaries. So that's not just telling you this is what we're going to focus on, but also what we're not going to focus on. It's that roadmap of how to get us to where we want to be and make sure we don't get pulled off, to abuse the metaphor, into some wayside scenic route that we don't necessarily want to take.
So the end goal is to make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going about creating that plan?
So the approach that Miriam and I are using with SIPSWIG is, first, we want to create a shared picture, a shared reality of KBOO's current state. We want to make sure that we're all talking about the same things. So in this first phase, we're evaluating and articulating the current state of KBOO in these five areas that the Strategic Planning Support Work Group, SIPSWIG, identified as the areas that they want to plan around. And so that's programming, the people of KBOO, so that's membership, staff, volunteers, board, financial health of KBOO, that's your fundraising and your finances, facilities, equipment, and your information technology. And then lastly, and pretty importantly, KBOO's place in and impact on the community. So those are the five areas that we're going to have a plan in. And right now we're getting sort of a snapshot, well, some more detail than that, getting a picture of where KBOO is now. We're going to share that picture with the KBOO community. And the next phase then, since we all are in this space of where KBOO is now, now we're going to look to the future. And we're going to do visioning with the stakeholders of KBOO. So again, your membership, staff, volunteers, and board. We're going to come up with a shared vision for KBOO's success over the next few years and then create clear goals for achieving that vision. So first, we figure out where we are. Second, we determine where we want to go. And thirdly, we're going to work with staff and board to create concrete action plans. So if we have a goal that's out there and it's clear, but it's a pretty broad goal, the last step is to figure out what are the concrete steps we do to get us there. And that'll, again, map things out for the next 3 years for KBOO.
So if you want to give it a metaphor, right now SIPSWIG is like the old guy in the garage sorting out all the nuts and bolts into all the little different jars and assessing what's there and seeing what the tools in the garage are in the shed, or an old person, worker. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah. It's a good way of putting it. We want to know...
That's my job.
That is your job. What do we have to work with?
And the thing that's awesome about Ben and Miriam is because they are really stepping into this with kind of a fresh view. And, you know, at our last meeting, they were really excited to tell us, like, KBOO's got a lot going for it, which we all know in different ways. Mm-hmm. But when you're deeply involved in an organization, especially one that's been around for as long as KBOO has, sometimes it's easier, especially in the climate that we're in now in terms of the political and social climate where everything just seems really struggly. It's great to hear from somebody that something that you love so much is actually pretty healthy and doing great.
That's an important point. I mean, when you look at KBOO and you see an organization that has been running continuously for decades, you've been a center of the community and broadcasting.
Many communities.
It's incredible. It really is something to be celebrated. I mean, I know there's always issues to be sorted out. There are always things to be figured out. But we shouldn't lose sight of the very rich history of KABU and what that history, where that positions you to move forward to. So you have a very vibrant set of interlocking communities, as you point out, and there's a lot you can do with that. It has been really exciting to kind of dive in and see the real strengths of KABU.
And frequently, the only time you hear people going on the air about the strengths of KABU and how awesome it is when it's during a pledge drive. So I just want to assure people that they can give money if they want.
That's right.
This is not a pledge drive. But, you know, you can always come down to donate.
Oh, very good. Very good. So if you are looking for people's ideas or visions of the future, how would they then get involved in this process?
The process is meaningful to the extent that it's shared and that people are invested in it. Well, first of all, we do have some members represented on the working committee. Actually, everyone on the committee is a member. We are going to be sending out surveys to the entire membership, and we'll definitely want your input on that. We're going to have some focus groups as well when we're at the visioning stage of things. And we are going to also communicate with the membership over the next few months about other ways that people can get involved. Mo, is there anything you want to add to that?
Well, I think that people can join our group, can't
they?
That's
right. Yeah, that's right.
If people really want to be part of this process and understand it, there are more seats at the SIPSWIG table.
And when do you meet?
Third Mondays of the month, and then there's a little bit of emailing that happens. Every couple of months, we'll have a special meeting that's specific to a stage that we're working on.
Okay. What are you using to help guide the process along?
I should step back for a second and just sort of describe the general approach. So as I mentioned before, we want this to be a reality-based process. We want it to be grounded in the current reality of KABU.
Everyone at KABU will get a unicorn.
That's right. That's right. But we haven't identified any unicorn breeders yet that would be good for this. We also want it to be strength-based. As we talked about earlier, KABU has a lot of great things going for it. And we want to figure out the best ways of leveraging those strengths to create this brighter future for KABU. We want the process to be inclusive and intentional and also to move forward productively. The process is grounded in the mission that KABU developed last year. And Mo, do you want to read this wonderful mission?
KABU's mission statement. KABU is an independent, member-supported, volunteer-powered community radio station. KABU embodies social change, shares knowledge, and fosters creativity by delivering locally rooted and diverse music, culture, news, and opinions with a commitment to the voices of oppressed and underserved communities.
So we also work in alignment with KABU's working agreements and house rules that were developed as part of the mission and vision work that KABU did last year. And the reason that's important is those working agreements and house rules are meant to ensure that the way we do our strategic planning embodies KABU's values and is grounded in anti-oppression work. So the worst thing we could do is to have a paternalistic process that is supposed to give us just results. It just doesn't work. We want to work according to KABU's values at all times. So that is a couple of guiding documents for us.
For sure, yeah. We're always checking in with the guidelines.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to add that we didn't get to?
Well, I have to say, as somebody who for the first 3 months of meeting with this group didn't know what the name of the group was because I just couldn't keep track of what we were doing, because of my inexperience with organization building, it's super fun working with people who are filled with joy and hope and positivity at the end of every meeting. I'm not sure I've ever been to meetings where that was the case. And people are excited to be working on growing and it's like gardening. You know what I mean? It's just like everybody's like, no one ever expects to start working on a garden and the first thing you do is go and pick all the fruit. Everybody's like, okay, we have to test the soil. Oh, now we have to get some compost. And it's just been cool learning how organizations work. You're around organizations all the time. And, you know, you go to the bank, that's an organization. You go to the co-op, that's an organization. And this is the inside of it all. So I have to say that's pretty fascinating in a way I never could have dreamed. Also, like I said, it's great to see all the asset side of KBOO is really great. KBOO's doing great.
And I would just add that Miriam and I have both really, really enjoyed working with KBOO people in this very intentional way since December. It's just been a couple months.
Yeah, with you guys, yeah.
We're both very struck by the dedication, creativity, and perseverance of the KBOO community. It's a testament to the power of people coming together for a good cause to do good things. So I think we both find it very inspirational.
It's great. Yeah, it is really great to be in the building so much and for so long and mm-hmm. to get the outside perspectives. And I think that's why it is really important to have these plans, is because we are very much working at the desks and you're like, let's look up and onto the horizon and see where we can go, because it's really easy to go the wrong way if you're not trying to do that. So I'm glad it's happening and it's really important work, and I'm glad it's fun. I know it's important and I know it's valuable, and the fact that it's also fun is it's really great to hear.
Yeah, and we hope that this process is invigorating to anyone who encounters it. We want it to be inspirational to the KBOO community, to really be able to see, oh, that's where we're headed. Together we can make this happen.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in for News from the Boo. And we'll just direct people to monica@kboo.org with any questions or they want to join.
Thanks so much for making time for us today, Aaron.
No problem.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Yeah, thanks.
Hello, you're listening to KBOO. Next up is The Underground.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor In a Time of Extinctions, a call to life Saturday, February 27th, 7 p.m. at the Central Lutheran Church in Portland. In a Time of Extinctions, a call to life is a benefit concert for 350 PDX, the local chapter.